Hare Krishna. The journey from a passing attraction to a consuming obsession is powered by imagination. Sometimes, whenever people fall prey to any bad habit, it all begins with just a passing attraction. For example, say, students, young people who have been brought up in cultured families, they come to colleges or they come to companies, they may have some just passing attraction. Okay, why do so many people drink alcohol? What is there in getting drunk? And they drink once. And their imagination is fueled by the many things they may have seen in movies or in depictions of parties. And they think, oh, I'll get high, I'll enjoy. And that passing attraction, they would have seen it and they would have just left it and they would have gone on in life. But when their imagination gets fueled, then that imagination causes that to grow. And then they just can't resist it. So then that, in due course of time, becomes a consuming obsession. Just can't do anything without indulging in that activity. That time, they become addicted. Krishna talks about this degeneration from attraction to obsession in Bhagavad Gita 2.62 and 63. He states, Dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bhijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammohat smriti vibhrama smriti bhramashat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati. So he says that Dhyayato vishayan pumsah. We contemplate on some sense object. Dhyayato. Now what, when we contemplate, that means it's not just we are not just seeing it, but we are letting our thoughts dwell on it. And it's not just thoughts. Actually, in Dhyayato, it's the imagination that is dwelling on it. We observing things is not the problem. We letting the observations trigger our imagination. That becomes the problem. So from there, it becomes a Sangasteshu pajayate, there's attraction that comes. From the attraction, Sangat sanjayate, kamaha. Kama is a strong desire, its infatuation comes. And from that, in krodha, Sangat sanjayate, kamaha, kamat krodho bijayate. From infatuation comes irritation. Why can't I enjoy this? Who is going to stop me? Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Sammoha means from there comes delusion. We forget, okay, what are the consequences? If I get into addiction of drinking, my career may be ruined, my health may be ruined, my family may be ruined, my whole life may be ruined. But when there is delusion, we just don't know, maybe what's wrong? A little bit of enjoyment, what is the only problem? And then once we give into that, the imagination is growing more and more, beguiling us with fantasies of huge amount of pleasures. And what happens because of that? Smriti Brahmashad Buddhi. So what happens after that is Smriti Brahmashad. So Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama. Whatever we may have heard about the dangers of alcohol indulgence or any kind of indulgence for that matter, we forget that. Smriti Brahmashad Buddhi Nasho. And then there is stupefaction. So there is oblivion, that is forgetfulness, and then there is stupefaction. We lose our intelligence. And then pranashyati buddhinashat pranashyati. Then there's destruction. We engage in act in self-destructive ways and bind ourselves. We may end up addicted. So that consuming obsession results from a passing observation, passing attraction through imagination. So we have to stop imagining pleasures. If we can stop imagining the pleasures, we can avoid much of the trouble that comes when we find ourselves caught in obsessions. Now, does this mean we have to suppress our imagination? No, we have to spiritualize our imagination. And that spiritualization, that means when we see some devotional stimuli, when we see some devotee who is very learned in scripture, then we should think, oh, I also need to understand scripture nicely. And we think, okay, how can I study? And we let our imagination direct and inspire and power us in our devotional service. When we see a beautiful, Krishna does beautifully, we may think, oh, maybe I should also, I wish I could get deities in my house. And I also try to decorate Krishna beautifully. We see, in this way, we try to imagine and let the imagination power our service to Krishna. And that way, the same imagination which powers us into illusion will power us in devotion and take us closer and closer to Krishna. And that imagination which earlier caused misery will now beget purity and ultimately ecstasy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.